Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I am very excited, first of all, to be back to the podcast, but I'm excited to be from the city of Riviera Beach and hosting and co-hosting this podcast with Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. I am still thoroughly convinced from the words of Russell Conwell that we are all leaving our diamonds in our own backyards when we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us, within our own hometown. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today we're talking about health, H-E-L-P. And so let me welcome back Dan Calloway and Mr. Artie Williams. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you both today?
Just wonderful, and it's glad to hear your voice after a sickness, whatever you want to call it. And I'm sorry to the public. I couldn't help that just to be here with Ann McNeil, which I think is the greatest person that we'll produce in Riviera because she's all over the country. And everybody knows if she's going somewhere, Riviera is on the map. So I'm glad to be here, and especially with Artie.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm also glad to be on the show.
All right, so let's go ahead and get the conversation started. Mr. Calloway, can you refresh our memory about the acronym HELP, H-E-L-P?
Yes, it's very important. 4 weeks ago on CBS, you know, I look at that and the whole world turned to it at 7 o'clock on CBS, about 60 minutes. And in Chicago, there's more inner-city crime and killing there probably anywhere in the world every week. And they were doing this program about HOPE. I've forgotten what the acronym of HOPE is, but it was two individuals, wealthy white people, gave one started off with $500,000, and I forgot how much money the other one put in there. They gave out 125 scholarships. And then the other one came up and said, if the parents of those 125 want to go back to college or trade school, they'll send them, long as they stay in Chicago or Illinois. And I got the idea, and I got with Artie, and then last week we were on the program explaining what HELP is. The acronym of HELP, of H, is for homes. Everyone knows that the most important thing with a village is teaching the kids or teaching the people in that village. We're talking about Riviera and Palm Beach County. The value of discipline from home. If you got that from home, it's much easier for the teachers, the coaches, the miscellaneous adults to be able to handle the kids. And then the E is for education. Well, how far we can go without education? We can't makeshift play with it. We got to get a better education. And if you are a peers leader and you got a master's degree, valued at a doctor's degree. So the higher or more education you get, the better off we'll be. And then the L. The L is one of the most important things in the world. We've got violence. We got fighting, killing. We got all the people on the school campus with the law enforcement trying to protect the kids and the teachers there. Well, that's what the L stands for, law enforcement. Don't fight the law enforcement. Work with the law enforcement. And the law enforcement got to work with the community, the citizens. It's a team. And then the P. The P is the pulpit, the preacher. Where do a individual or a setting have a captive audience every week? That's the pulpit at the church. If the ministers get on the ball, explain, teach, preach, and let the public know, these are the things that we're going to be out there working with the community, working with the citizenry, everybody working hand in glove. So therefore, we got HELP. Now, Artie, knows that he've already contacted the Miami Dolphins, that we will be down there at least 50 kids and 5 chaperones. We're going to, on the 27th of November, we're going to take the kids from the middle school. And we've been doing this for a long time, but because of the pandemic, we haven't been to the Dolphin game in the last 3 years. So we're going to take 50 kids and 5 chaperones. Now, why we have to have 5 chaperones? We cannot take that many kids. The parents going to put them in our hand and let them run all over that stadium with 75,000 people, and they get lost. And we have never had that. So the main thing what we do, not only are we going to feed them on the way, feed them when they get out of the game, but they won't have to be running to the concession stand because it's very expensive and doing a lot of things to get lost. We buy them shirts. Now, why do we need a shirt? We need a shirt with help on it. So when they get lost, all we have to tell the security, the police officer, we are missing an individual, and go to the concession thing or by the bathrooms and all that's here, and it's easy to pick them up. And therefore, when it's time to go, we all together, and the parents are very pleased. We've been doing this for 56 years. So that's what that's going to do. But most of all, we got to be the group, to be the glue. Next week, we'll be meeting with Virginia Baker, 4 of us, whether Zoom or in our office. And I think that we're going to have the Reverend from Artist Church. I think he want to be a part of that. I think it'll be Artie, Dr. Drayton, and myself, if I can make it. If not, I'll be on the telephone, because the county want to get involved. Because we are working with the people already and organizing them in the Glades, Belle Glade, Pahokee, South Bay, under the auspices of Kenny Funderburk, the director of the Boys and Girls Club, one of the coaches at Glade Central. We have to connect all of them, South County, North County, Central County, and West County. You can't make Riviera the town you want it to be if you don't make the surrounding towns. And after that, I think Artie have made appointment with Chief Step, the assistant city manager, and the police chief up in Palm Beach Garden. Now, why we need Palm Beach Garden? Well, Palm Beach Garden is predominant white, and Riviera is predominant black. See, the Black Keys and the White Keys got to play together, and therefore we'll have a piano keyboard. And the piano keyboard plays well when we got both keys playing together and we have a beautiful music. Am I right, Artie?
You're absolutely right, Mr. Calloway, and you're right about the contacting Palm Beach Gardens and Chief Step. He's excited about being a part of this program. When you asked him about it, he was just on board with it. And we got the number of the churches already committed to helping out with help with the T-shirts, which we're expecting very soon to be in, and we get them out to the public where they can start using it as a fundraiser. For the program for the Youth Recreation Association. So, yeah, the Public Guard is on board. They're ready to go, and we're glad to have them.
What about the county commission, kind of commissioner, what her name from in the Glades, that we are trying to have a meeting with her? Did you establish that?
Yeah, Melissa
because
McKinley,
we must carry our sisters and brothers in the Glades. We must carry them. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have contact. You know, as you said, our contact over there is Kenny Funderburk, and we're reaching out to the office of Melissa McKinley so we can get them on board, and because we desperately need their help over in the Glades. And by us putting this program together over there, that's really going to unite their community over there, because they definitely, just like us, need it desperately in their community. So, but we are reaching out to the county commissioner's office and also Kenny Funderburk with the churches over there to help get the word out. And only way we're going to do that is to have that, as you say, eye test. We get them that shirt where they can wear and sell. The shirts are going to be $10. That we could put in for our scholarship program. So Glades is on board, and West Palm is on board, Palm Beach Gardens is on board. We just just hitting all these cities around the city so we can get this program out right here in South Florida.
Well, the other thing, the reason why we elect listeners to know that the factory that is putting our shirts together, normally because of the double X and triple X, the factory used to charge $8 to make that. And if we are selling it for $10, we're only making $2 off it. But because of long-standing with the youth recreation and myself as an athletic director, they're going to make all our shirts for $5. So that means we, when we sell it for $10 and have it for every kid, all organizations got to help us buy those shirts. So we ordered 1,000. And all the funds we make off that, that'll go toward our scholarship program because of my illness. This may be the first year in over 50 years that we didn't give out the scholarship. But we know that the kids who've gone off, we have made a commitment. As soon as we start collecting money, we're going to send checks off to them. See, last year, our fierce leader, Ann McNeil, she sponsored a student. We gave out $10,000 to 12 individuals. That was $120,000. Well, for over 58 years, that's been my position to go out and raise money. But because I was ill for 4.5 months, I couldn't do that. But we're going to catch up. Now, we missed something. Although you got the county, you got the city, and you got this one and that one, but you didn't say anything about Singers Island. We need to clear this up. There have been a lot of things in the paper about Dr. Botel. She's a racist and all these things like that. That's not so. I need the public to know that. That Singers Island, under her leadership, have been right there rolling her sleeve up, helping us even in Thanksgiving on the line. In the last 4 years, she's the first person there. And they have committed that they're going to do their part and help out. Now, is that the report the public need to hear?
Exactly. And it's definitely the report they need to hear, not just for the health program. She's always been a part of what we do. And the Thanksgiving meal giveaway that we do, she rolls up her sleeve, gets on the line, and I'm going to have Singers Island as volunteers helping us out, along with the Benjamin High School students. But both Dr. Botel and Singers Island is on board with our programs that we always implement, and especially with the Thanksgiving and this health program, they vowed to do their part.
That's beautiful. How we are coming on with our hams and our turkeys and all this stuff to feed 7,000. Now, I okayed at 7,000, but I told you that I don't want to receive any more phone calls, but I've been getting phone calls, and since I'm the one who for years have okayed where we are going to send so much food, like the Stony Brook. It's not named Stony Brook any longer, but it's still Stony Brook. Hampton Court and Jay's Ministry and all the churches coming in and got a list of places that people need food. And I think people need food now more than ever because of the pandemic, because of the current gas price. Nobody got any money, it seemed like. So we must join hands and pull together and not allow anybody to go hungry on Thanksgiving. That's where Thanksgiving came from. Given when the Pilgrims and the Indians got together. That's what history tells us. We can't afford in this day and time that people are going hungry anytime, but especially on Thanksgiving. That's why we feed them for the 2 o'clock meal, have enough for left for the 7 o'clock meal. Years ago, there was a person by the name of Tina White challenged me and said, well, you eat at 2 o'clock, then you eat again at 7 o'clock looking at the football game. So what do you think about those people that you're giving one meal to? And that's why you've been given enough food for, if they got 5 kids, that's enough food for 10 servings. 5 for 2 o'clock and 5 for 7 o'clock. Is that why we do that?
Oh, yes, and that's been working great. We got a lot of feedback about having enough food for Thanksgiving, and the family is so appreciative that that they do have the meals to give their family members, their kids. And most of these kids coming from broken homes, they're fatherless, and they're multiple kids, especially in the the community of Azure Estates, which is formerly Stony Brook Plaza. But we work with all the communities around here. And everybody is so appreciative of what we do for Thanksgiving for them. And every year it seems to grow. You're right, Ms. Calloway. It grows and grows. And I know at some point that we have to cut it off, but they continue to call. And right now we start out needing around 80 hams. But we have had 40 hams committed to us already. So we're still in need of the budget for 40 more hams and to make this a successful Thanksgiving dinner giveaway.
Well, Artie, I'm not for cutting anything off. You know why? Because we're in God's army. And if he took two little fish and five body loaves of bread, and I always said I didn't know how big this fish. It could have been two whales and how many body loaves of bread. But he had the power to do that. But he had given us the intelligence. What we got to do is go out here and all year long and get more people like Tucker Peterson, Don Doniger, John Baber of Badcock, and of course, once again, I got to always throw a name in there. She have done her job. If she never do anything against Ann McNeil, she has been brilliant. She's been bailing us out. But we got to go get other people. That's why we sitting down with what her name on the county commission, Marino. No, Marino.
Maria Marino.
On there, who represent the North End, she worked with us before she became county commission. She's setting up a meeting. She'll be there with the city manager up there. She stepped because we have to have people who been blessed with a lot of money or got the affluent to go to business. We got enough big business in Riviera to sponsor that. What about all them Fortune 500 places? We have to do that, and that's what the city manager, then you have a meeting with the city manager that he's going to do something and try to open some doors, and Doug Lawson said the same thing. And the other day, Troderick McCoy called and said he wants us to meet certain people to help out. We just got we need a cadre of people all joined in hand and stop. We can't keep going to the same people all the time. We just can't do that. We got to get new people. The more we get, the help. That's why we're going to put on the help board. I need 12 people to sit on the board, and their job is to give us direction and fundraise. And we just have to do that, get new people. Now, how does that look right now? Do you think we're making any headway?
Oh, yes. I think we're making a tremendous headway. As you said, especially with Tragic, the gentleman that Tragic gave us is one of the guys that wants to do some development here in our city, and he wants to sit down with us on Tuesday, Wednesday. He's going to give me a call, and we're going to discuss the program that we got going, and he wants to be part of helping fund some of these things, and he has other people that he's going to call to help us out. So I think getting new people is what we need, and we're going in that direction because we got people getting people, and that's what it takes. You know someone that can help with these programs to get them involved, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Well, the other day, the Pastor Philip Brazil of his church is down on 9th, or no, between 9th and 10th Street off of Henrietta and Rosemary, Mount Zion, West Palm Beach, who grew up in Riviera on 35th Street, the Brazils. And he was in a five-car accident, but he had told me before that he was going to work hard with a lot of the ministers. See, that's why that the pastor and the preachers in help. Even if all these churches that we have, if they gave $500 a year, we would have enough money to get to really take care of all those senior citizens that we have been working with. And then we're able to give out scholarship because we have a lot of people. A lot of people want to help. They just don't know where to go and get this type of thing. I was thinking, but I don't want to get involved with that yet, that I should go and sit down with the Urban League, because that's what they do all the time. But sometimes they already done made in their fiscal budget what they need to do. And that's why we got to get with the law enforcement, we got to get the sheriff office, which has more money than any law enforcement in Palm Beach County, to get involved. And former Deputy Sheriff Beverly Morrison said that she will have a meeting with the sheriff and his hierarchy and see what we can do there. We just have to go get more people involved. That's just all to it. We can't cut back. There's not such thing as cutting back, because there's so many people that are sleeping up under the bridges, the viaducts, and all up in the woods. We can't do that. We need to be able to house people. We need to be having that same thing that we've been saying for the last 10 years. Build us a shelter that will, when the hurricane, if a hurricane come in, we got a place to put them up in there, 500, and we got a soup kitchen out of that building all year long. We can't let those things die. Now, everybody said to me, Mr. Calloway, you're too old, you're too sickly. Stop fighting so hard. Well, I'm here because of one thing, because the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much. They did a great job for me because I was really sick. And to be able to get on this show and to go in, just like the other day, you were there when they were taping a program with the New York Giants football team, called and asked when I put together a video to say something about Otis Anderson, the great football player from right here, Riviera, and went to school at Forest Hill and the University of Miami. Will, his number will be on the Ring of Honor on the 26th. I think it's the 26th. Their third or the fourth game. We did it. You had the guys in there. Now, here we are. ESPN want to come and do another story on me. Now, the last story they did on me was in 95, and they were trying to show where it was a lot of illegal thing going on with the recruiting process, and they found out that I was doing the right thing, and it was the right thing. Now they've given what I was fighting for back in 95, they've given the athletes or the students to do the same thing and be paid. What exactly what I was doing then. But you see, that's why we have to fight. When you know you're right, fight hard for it. The thing that we need is more people to come and join us. And the more we have, the less we will have to do as individuals. We can spread it around. Now, how are you going by, as right now in charge with the Youth Recreation, to galvanize a lot of more people to come on board and get new people to get involved? And our fiscal year start in, 3 weeks from now? Because the 1st of October?
Yes.
You put in there, got your budget already for the whole year. Then you put in the new budget that we're going to have in the 4 quarters, every 3 months, we're going to go to one church, and we're going to wear our shirts. We call it Shirt Day. And the preachers have all thrown their little names in the hat of the church, hoping that we pick their church for one of those outings. Now, how are you coming on with that?
Well, actually, pretty good. We have sent out the emails and the letters to most of the churches around here, and we got a few more to go to let them know what we're doing for this fiscal year, so they can have, as you say, have their name in the hat, so we can pick them, and they're excited about having everybody that attend their church to bring the message of unity, so that way they can get out and get more people. And we have had for St. Mike's Church this morning when I went over with Dr. Drayton that we had talked about things about the HEP program and implementing that in our church and getting the T-shirts out. And he's going to reach out to some other churches in Boynton with Reverend Whiteley Church. So we're making headways in getting the message out. And to get this message out fully, we just need everybody to participate. So that's why the Reverend's going to get other people, and then people in the church going to get other people, and we're going to just try to make this whole countywide thing and to get more and more church. Our goal is to be able to order more shirts to give out. So we're making quite a bit of headway on that, Mr. Calloway.
Well, not only did Dr. Drayton, who's on our committee, and Dr. Ray Whiteley, down in Boynton, which got everybody. And then with the churches getting together over in Belgrade, I think that's why we have that P, the preachers and the pulpit, because they got that captive audience. Actually, to be frank with you, by January, everything should be a smooth sailing. We will know where we're going, because we'll name at the end of December the first, January, February, and March. That'll be the first where we'll go the first quarter. And then April, May, and June is the second quarter, and then July, August, and September is the third quarter, and the fourth quarter will be October, November, and December. And most, we can't go but one time, but you keep rotating it, and that's why we need everybody to have shirts. It'll be like the dress down day. And then you got the acronym on there, and we, as many people understand what we are trying to do. And then, therefore, nobody will be left out. But one thing we have to do better with the crime, and we have to continue to do better with the race relationship. We shouldn't be fighting each other because of color of our skin. That day is over. We got to go and be understandable enough to know that we all are God's children. We are made in his image. That's just also what the public need to know. When you look at me because my skin is darker, don't get mad with me. I was created by God. So therefore, go cuss at him. Go fuss at him and see what happens. See, we have to fight for that, and we can't be ashamed. We got to go and keep fighting and fight for the right thing. So therefore, the kids have a better life because of all this killing. Every day you're looking and reading in the paper, on TV, instead of we fighting for the feeding the hungry, the clothes and the naked, and go visit the sick and shut in and then give hope to the hopeless, we need to be doing those things. Not out here fighting the kids at the campus. Here they fighting at the bus stop. It's just a mess. And only way we can stop it is to help the law enforcement, help the education system. We got to do better. We got to join the PTAs, and the PTOs are bad in the school. The parents are not coming. Everybody got to pitch in. This is a team thing, and that's what we're going to preach, and we will do it. And we're going to have the ministers to do their job. Go get out of that church. Go out from that pulpit and go to and fro, up and down, and tell the people enough is enough. Does that make any sense?
It makes tremendous sense to me. I think that you hit it on the head. We got to be able to get the message out, and we got to be able to follow the law. And when we do those things and educate our young people about education and law and all the things that it takes to be successful, I think we'll be heading down the right direction, the right road, because they're going to be our future leaders. So I agree with everything you just said.
Sunday.
Well, of course, the Dolphins is playing today, and we're going to be all back on the ball. And one thing what we do, people say, why do you spend money when you pay $75 a ticket for kids? You can't get the break like you used to. You feed them. Aren't you going to feed them before they go into the stadium? And after they come out of the stadium, after the game, you're still going to feed them? Now, if you got 55 kids and you're feeding them, whatever sandwiches and drinks and dessert you're going to give them, because you know how expensive the food is inside the stadium, because you buy a Coca-Cola, that's $2.50. Just $3. So we'll have our own drink, and you can't carry the food in there, but you're going to do that. You've been doing this for a while. Well, one of the things we're going to do is just like we had Pastor Scott, our white pastor from up in Jupiter, lives in Palm Beach Garden. He's on the bus, and he's questioning the kids about life and what are they going to do and what is their preparation for after high school and then going off to college. They need an idea. And then what you do, life is just like a ball game. The more you practice, the better you're going to be. And then the more you talk about what we're going to do, you never know when a wealthy family or wealthy business may give us an endowment where we don't have to go and beg all the time. See, that would bother me. Here we are going in our 59th year. On January 8th, it'll be 59 years that we started with four other people besides myself at Goodmark Park, 1964. Herman McCrae, Don Wilson, Clark Martin, and Johnny C. Carlisle, and myself, when I asked him, help me raise money for scholarship. Lamar Paris was a junior in school, and I knew we had to work hard to get him ready to go the next year because he was all pro, everything as a football player when he was in high school. And look how many people we've sent off to college. Look how many people we're still helping. Nobody gives anybody $10,000 from an organization in Palm Beach County. Now, $10,000 is a lot of money. So one day, with the price of education, we're going to have to go higher than that. See, $10,000, when we started, would send anybody to college for 4 years. And then $10,000 right now won't even send you to college half a year. It's going to cost you over $30,000 to go get an education. That's the minimum. But that's part of progress. But now we got to do better because we know better. And we shall not – it's two things we're going to do. Always help with getting the kids into college and make sure we keep feeding and taking care of those senior citizens. We got to do that because that's incumbent upon us. It's what we stand for. Now, does that make any sense?
Of course it does, Ms. Calloway. And that's one of the main things that you – I've been preaching from ever since I was 8 years old, coming up under the Youth Recreation, is to always listen, do the right thing, and just give back to the community. And that's what everybody has to focus on doing, giving back to the community. And once they do that, then I think right now we'll get ahead of what we're trying to get and what we're trying to accomplish. So. I agree with everything you just said, and I know that I want to let our leader. Let's chime in a little bit, Mr. Calloway, because I know it's getting close to time. Ms. Ann, you want to come in and say something there?
Yeah, thank you. I just listening on them, it's very exciting. First of all, to have Mr. Calloway back. So, and I want to thank you publicly for covering me the last couple of weeks I've been out with traveling. But I think that everything that we're saying is an excellent direction for the association and the organization to go in terms of keeping that dream alive, if you will, and adding more people to the volunteer group. And so it's just very exciting to be able to continue to do that. And also what we want to do is continue to invite them on the podcast, especially the new people, so they can, you know, make their public commitments, but also have a dialogue with them in terms of what the future looks like for the city of Riviera Beach. And since the city does sit in the county, and those who are covering the county, that city of Riviera Beach is under the EJF. So just thank you. And I'll go back on mute. Thanks.
Well, I think that, and that what we're going to try to do is, I've been having a conversation with the county commission, with Marcia Marino, with the young lady from Belgrade, which she's not going to run again, and of course Virginia Baker, we'll know whether she'll be able to come on in the next 2 or 3 weeks. After I'm quite sure she told Artie the other day when we had a phone conversation to bring the two letters. She said she didn't have any funds left in her budget because everybody getting ready for their new budgets October 1, but she said if you get some letters, she can go to some personal people and get some help with the special feeding. She doesn't want us to turn anybody down by Thanksgiving. She's very impressed with what we've been doing with that. And because of we're going to have at least about 7,000 and a half, where more than that we fed last year, but it's putting it close up to 8,000. So therefore, she wants that to continue, and she wants, most of all, she asked me, would I be, well, because I, you know, I retired from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office and put over, started the Community Relations Unit, would I put together a program that would help to minimize a lot of things with the criminal element, because we are having too many shooting, killings, and whatever. And maybe we will, we already trying to get with all the chiefs, along with a representative from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, not thinking that we got to do it all by our city, is work hand in hand much better, and be the cohesiveness of the community and law enforcement is very important. And Artie, you met with the acting chief of West Palm, Riviera, two or three times. Give us a little short. Let Ann know what you've been talking to him about.
Well, actually, we have another meeting coming up, maybe on Tuesday, but we've been going over the programs that, especially the in-park programs that we do at all of the parks, and having the law enforcement present there. So that way they can help bridge the gap with the community. So we definitely want them to do more of that. And also supporting the programs that we have in place. And they vowed to be a part and help us with the programs that we're doing now. Especially with the Thanksgiving coming up and the trip for the kids, they want to be a part of that. So now that he's interim chief there, he wants to do his part and help bridging the gap. And I think that's the main thing right now, is having that awareness that the police department is going to be working with the community instead of working against them. And I think that's the perception that we got to change, and he's on board with that. So the things that he said, that whatever we got coming up, just let them know about it, and they're going to try to do their part as much as possible to support these events.
Well, we got to go. And the last thing, my last remark, and then you make yours, and we'll be finished. Then I'll get back to the Miami Dolphins, see what they're doing. We'll open a door that we haven't had, but we started it a year ago, and Virginia Baker just been wonderful with us. The other day, Dr. Drayton, he told Artie and myself he would like next week when we have a meeting with her, more than likely Artie will be in there with Dr. Drayton, and I'll just be on the phone, because I'm not ready to be in person with a lot of things, because I don't want to catch any kind of local virus with my system like it is right now. But I can always be on the speakerphone. I think that right now we're going to get more support, and especially with Trodrick and Dr. Botel and Doug Lawson. We got to go and do our part. And therefore, you will be setting a meeting up with the city manager, who is also the CRA director. And I have to be into that, because we need to have his office, and he's over both offices while we in Riviera. And really, don't wait on the other cities. Let us be number one. Let the other cities follow Riviera. And we owe all this is to Dr. Ann McNeil. She just haven't told you. She's anytime you travel and speaking and doing all the things, she has a doctorate degree. So, Ann, that's my last remark. And the thing about it is, I am going to take it easy, but I'm going to be a voice to be reckoned with to make sure we're going to stop all this crime and do better with the education and not forget about all our senior citizens. God bless all you all. I'm finished.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Calloway, and thank you, Artie. We want to thank all of our listeners. You have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And as Russell Commonwealth says, even though we travel all around the world, our diamond mine is found inside of us in our own hometown. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Thank you. Bye-bye.